Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking their mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys James.
Hello, Lloyd. How are you doing?
You really went in quite early then. You didn't even wait for me to say your full name.
Yeah, well, I didn't think you were going to do the surname.
Yeah.
So I thought it was over already.
I often do. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. How are you? You doing well?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Big week. Tour starts this week.
Nervous?
Yeah. Feeling nervous? Oh, I think I always feel nervous. So I've just been previewing it. Last few previews this week. Got a few more at the end of this week. But yeah.
Any of the jokes working yet?
All. Do you know what? There's one joke that doesn't work. And I keep trying it in the hope that one day it'll go bang.
It'll just tick over into working.
There is that the comedy rule.
You've got to change it. You've got to tweak it.
Yeah, I am keep tweaking it. But I just, there's the comedy rule of three, isn't there? If it don't work for the third time, get rid. I think I'm on seven.
Really?
Yeah. But I just
so
like
So you've just
it.
Got conviction in it. Do you want to share what it is now?
No, not at all.
It can be workshopped.
Not at all.
And we can get people to write in with their version of the joke to make it better.
I'm too late for that. It's too late for that.
No, well, this will go out quite soon.
No,
so you know, but you could actually rescue it. A fan could rescue this by the time the tour starts.
I think it might have. It will be gone by the time I get to Newcastle on Sunday night. But
this week's guest is Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett,
podcasting royalty. Actually,
he's got between them and the rest is politics. They've got, I think, the biggest podcast in the country.
Off Menu's probably in the conversation, isn't it? Rest of History is probably in the conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm just thinking who's top of the charts these days.
Oh, yeah, them.
Kathy Burke's got one that's high up in the charts at the moment.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Jamie Lang's a big
Why
podcast
are we promoting
guy.
The best podcast
But all
in the
of
country?
These people, except Rob, are weasels. Weasels and worms.
We're going to get a few of them on the podcast, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, they're good guys.
And
but
girls.
Rob's on this week. He's a big gooner, always has been.
Yeah.
Had big many an argument. Fan. We went to a World Cup match with Rob, didn't we?
Did we?
Well, you went with Rob and on the screen.
Yes.
And then we were all having a drink
I got you
after.
Your ticket.
You got me my ticket.
Yeah. Purchased, FYI, not a freebie.
Not a freebie. Purchased the tickets, wore the bucket hat, and the rest is history for Rob. It was that night, actually, is when Rob got battered. And did those Instagram stories about eating chicken in an alleyway or whatever. Became a fully fledged man of the people. Not that he wasn't before, but he really elevated himself to, what did he say? No matter how big you get, no matter how successful you get, he's still eating chicken on
he's
the floor.
He's still eating chicken by a bin.
Chicken by a bin, that was it, with his bucket hat. And huge moment for the Euros, huge moment for British culture.
Lovely. But yeah, Rob, I go to a lot of football matches. Rob, he's a big football fan. He loves football in general as well. Big Arsenal fan, but he does, you know, buy his kits for other teams and stuff. He's a good lad.
We're expecting big things.
I think it'll be a good episode. So let's see how it goes, yeah?
Enjoy.
Today on the podcast, we have comedian, also podcaster.
Yeah. Very successful podcaster.
Very successful podcaster. Writer, radio host.
Author.
Did I say that?
You said writer. I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Author, writer, radio host, comedian, podcaster, friend, and football.
Actor.
Actor. Really?
It's actually Sunday Times' number one best-selling author, officially.
Sunday Times.
Yeah, who isn't that?
Number one.
All right, fine, but...
So today, on the podcast...
how can everyone be the bestseller?
Please welcome Richard Osman. we have Rob Beckett. Rob, thanks for coming on, mate.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. And thanks for letting me do this remotely on Zoom because I've got to pick up the kids from school later.
Have you got
don't
kids?
Don't do your podcast now, mate.
You've got kids,
this is a football one.
Don't talk about it.
Sprinkle a little bit of parenting on it. Why not? Keep to it.
No, we weren't going to tell people that we're doing it remotely, but you've done.
Sorry.
Nah, it's fine because it just makes it sound
like you wanted me to come into town. I mean, me and Josh have done ours remotely.
Since the beginning?
Yeah.
No, that's for,
it was
no,
lockdown, wasn't it? But if you want to do it in a different way, that if you don't think ours is efficient enough, that's fine. We'll take that on board. And,
it'll never work.
A little bit of feedback for you.
Zoom never works, guys. Can I just say, though, I have been on hold on British Gas web chat for 3 hours now. So there is a possibility that at some point in this record, lads, God. I am going to... it's all web chat based, though, but I may have to sort out my tariff as whilst we're sorting out Arsenal Football Club. Is that okay?
That's the good thing about Rob, because he presents himself as a sort of everyman comic, the relatable to the man on the street, but it's real. He's sorting out his tariff. It's not an act.
Also, when you said I'm sorting out my tariff, I'm going, you've left it a bit late, mate. I mean, you're supposed to sort that months ago.
So basically, right, here we go. Maybe this isn't so everyman, but I've sorted out an office. I need an office to do the podcast from, because we're moving house and I've got an office and the electric and gas has been left on deemed. So basically, when you move in somewhere and they transfer over, it's on deemed, which basically means your trousers are getting pulled down and we are fucking up the arse with this bill until you get a tariff. So I'm with this British Gas light and I'm basically, you can only talk to them through web chat.
Really?
It's like hot single gas in your area.
Yeah. Hot single gas in your area.
So I'm like MSN Messenger waiting for this. But I've been on it for 3 hours. I'm 65th in the queue, so I think we've got ages, guys.
My God, it's so good.
This will be exciting. Keep us updated because
this is quite nice. This is quite a good little waiting room for British Gas, really, isn't it?
Well, it would be like, imagine if I managed to get my electric and gas sorted and Arsenal Football Club within an hour.
This guy, what a business owner this guy is.
Absolutely beautiful. You keep mentioned it. You are an Arsenal fan, aren't you, Rob? I think famously an Arsenal fan. Why did you become an Arsenal fan?
So I was born in Southeast London. So really, I'm probably equidistant where I grew up between Charlton, Crystal Palace, and Millwall. Yeah. So they were all probably just as close as one another. But I wasn't very good at fighting, so I didn't want to go Millwall. And my might get a bit deep for the podcast, but. I couldn't go to Charlton because of certain family members, and I couldn't go to Crystal Palace with certain family members without it kicking off.
Yeah.
So I used to sit at home as a fat little teenager and watch Arsenal on the telly because I loved Ian Wright. So I was probably more Palace than Charlton or Millwall. So I started watching Palace, loved Ian Wright, and because I couldn't go and watch him, I just followed him to Arsenal. And I've sort of been like an Ian Wright fan, really. And then when Ian Wright got to Arsenal, then Henri and Bergkamp arrived, and then I weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, because
no one else in your family supported Arsenal, did they? It was mainly Palace.
Yeah, so it's a family of Palace fans. One of my brothers three of my brothers are Palace fans, and then I'm an Arsenal fan. Just because we loved Ian Wright, and then he went to Arsenal, and that's when like we got Sky, and all of the Premier League games were on there, and Palace were in like the Championship at that point, whatever that was called. So they weren't on the telly, and we weren't going. So I just sort of watched Arsenal. And stuff like that.
Did you ever go to any Arsenal games, or was it all just TV based?
I went. My first ever game was Arsenal Tottenham, a 0-0 draw, where we were near the away fans, and a chair nearly hit me on the head. So it was proper like rough hybrid.
Wait, they ripped out a seat.
Yeah, there's dirty Tottenham scum, Reese.
Lovely.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, mate. Anything to plug?
British Gas.
Never heard of it.
I'll tell you what, British Gas lights are either going to get plugged or ripped apart. If you but no, yeah, so that was my first football game was Arsenal Tottenham.
Did it make you want to go back then if it was quite violent and also 0-0?
No, I loved it. I've always wanted to go, and that's why now I go to so much football. I go anywhere to watch football because it was expensive to go football, and I've got four brothers. So buying, for my dad, course, who doesn't like football, to buy six tickets to go to the football was too expensive. So, yeah, I used to watch it on the telly. So now, as me and Lloyd go football all the time, don't we, Lloyd? I watched Grimsby. How many times was that Grimsby last year? Five times.
About five times, yeah. It was ridiculous.
I've been to Grimsby with Lloyd as well.
Yeah.
And we were being filmed while we were doing it for a thing for FIFA. Yeah. And You can't show up to a Grimsby Town match with six or seven cameras and a sound man.
Don't like
you
it.
You just look like they you're no like longer it. A man of the people and a cast. You, and a cast.
You will,
cast
get, you will get called a showbiz nonce by someone.
Yeah, you do get a lot of abuse up there from some people as well. Most people like you and excited to have you up there, but I think you're doing amazing things for Grimsby. Like, the notoriety of Grimsby has definitely gone up a little bit by you being on Soccer AM and you talking about it and stuff like, and getting pissed at the Euros.
Yeah. You've undone a lot of the damage Sacha Baron Cohen has done.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
Good.
That is all I'm doing.
You're pulling in opposite directions. But Rob,
I know as well, Reese, and Lloyd won't say this, but I know that he organises and puts in a lot of his own money into away fans getting to games, which he won't want to talk about. But whenever they have away games in FA Cups, he'll put in his own money into the pot. Look at him getting all awkward.
That's not true. Let's move
on.
He's
actually a good person. Don't allow his behaviour.
I've never had any experiences of Lloyd that would suggest that is true, but I'll take your word for it.
It is true. You wouldn't think it, would you? But he's a good guy, actually.
Let's move on, okay? God. OBE, come on.
Rob, you are a celebrity, as Lloyd pointed out, so you must have this when you go to Arsenal, right? Or are you sat in the posh bit?
Well, no, so I had a season ticket at Arsenal before I sort of did much telling me. Chris Martin, the comedian, not the Coldplay guy. So I had a season ticket for about three, four years. And then I gave it up because I was touring and then you have kids and it's just, you never get there. But yeah, I haven't been to Arsenal for ages because it was lockdown and I've just not got around to it. It's the weekends.
Yeah.
Kill it. But it is, you get a lot of, you do start to get abused. Like, oh, who do you think you are? You know, I've never seen you here. And like, I never used to see you here before you were famous. And then obviously,
you wouldn't know me.
I was
yet.
Just another face in the crowd. So sometimes you do get a bit of stick. But I, do you know what it is? I've become old. I don't like to leave my house anymore. If it's on the telly, and it's different. Like that's why I quite like England at tournaments because it's normally summer. And it's just like a
go
big
away,
long
have
day
a nice time, as opposed to just going somewhere dark and like sad.
I mean, I've got a lot of respect for people that, you know, go to every home game, whatever the weather, whether it's at 12 o'clock in the afternoon or like an 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. I do respect that, but I do hold people that follow their team land and sea every game with a slight level of suspicion.
Yeah, agreed.
And then sometimes as well, they do like, oh, you've not been to every single game this year? What are you, some sort of part-time plastic prick? And you're going, well, no, mate, I've got a family. Well, I mean, not me.
You haven't got a partner, have you?
So anyway, Rob also, you do quite a bit of stuff with Arsenal as well.
Guys, I've been put back to 175th in the fucking queue.
Yay! Come on, you Spurs!
Big up
Octopus Energy. How have you been put back? Just because have you been clicked off the tab because you're on
it? It just zones out after a while. Sorry, guys, let's get back to this. It just dinged and I went, what's that? And I thought it was like, oh, you're in. No, 175th. I think I want to start a WhatsApp group with the other 174 that are waiting.
Rob, we've got to talk about the time where you helped the Arsenal Foundation a few years back. We did a gig at the Emirates and they were like, oh, will you come do this gig? And they were really, really thankful for Rob. Rob organises, you've organised quite a few. And it was like myself, Paul McCaffrey, Matt Ford. I think Ramesh was on maybe, and you.
I've done about 3 or 4 years where I put on a gig and all the money goes to the Arsenal charity.
And it's lovely. And there was a charity auction as well. And so the people that were in,
I hate this episode.
The people that were in the audience were in with a chance of winning like signed memorabilia. It was, oh, amazing. This is great. And at the very end, it was so good. Like the lady came. So I just want to thank Rob for doing this. And I was like, that's great. And then we've got him a little present as well. And it was signed Mesut Ozil boots in a glass box. And you'd never seen the audience love someone so much. And then in like about 3 seconds, just lose all respect for Rob Beckett going, oh, you are joking. He's getting them. We all want them.
I've been going, guys, buy a raffle ticket. And this was at the point where everyone liked Mesut Ozil. It weren't like the end of it. I've got them if anyone wants them. Any fans of Mesut Ozil out there want to buy some boots?
Oh, you're buying them now. Oh,
yeah, they're for sale.
Oh, yeah, I'll sell them.
Yeah. Might as well.
And I'll give the money to the Rob Beckett Children Foundation.
is that just your kids?
It's just my kids.
Well, your kids, fair enough.
Go on their bonzos.
I did a gig at the Emirates. I did a corporate at the Emirates. It wasn't for charity. All the money was going to me. But I was making, it was like a graphic design award. So it was full of hipsters. But it was in that corporate room at the Emirates.
All glass windows. It's not a great room, is it?
It's awful. So wide. Yeah. And then I went on and did all jokes about like, oh, no wonder this venue's available on a Tuesday night or stuff like that. They were just obviously none of them football fans. Didn't give a shit. Absolutely dying on my ass. Awful.
Rob, you talked about Ian Wright. I just want to talk about Ian Wright. You've become friends with him. He was your idol growing up. You moved teams from like Palace to Arsenal, and now you've become really pally with him.
I wouldn't say we're mates.
Oh, you definitely are.
Well, so the first time I met him was I did work with him, but yeah. So the first time we met was on Absolute Radio because he used to do that soccer.
Rock and roll football, yeah, of course, yeah.
So I first did Absolute Radio. I did rock and roll football on a Sunday, right? And it was me doing like 3 hours. And then in the end, I moved to a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
I think that's right, yeah. Moved to Saturday afternoon. And then, this is really awkward though as well. So I used to do Sundays, and then there was the rock and roll football team, and it was like Ian Stone, Ian Wright, and a few others. And they used to do Saturdays. But then the last day of the season, they would do Sunday, which meant I got the day off. Because obviously that was when all the games were at the same time for the title decider. And anyway, the next season I was taking over the Saturday and they were all going somewhere else, to pastures new. And I was in London because I had a day off out on the drinking with mates on the piers. And then I went into this pub to go to the toilet because I was like, we needed a wee as we was walking somewhere else. And then I bumped into Ian Stone and Ian Wright and all the people from rock and roll football, all the producers, all these people that no longer work at Absolute Radio.
I remember the story.
And I walked in and went, hello, everyone. And I went, oh, Rob, we didn't know you were coming. I went, what do you mean? He went, it's the rock and roll football leaving drinks.
Oh, my God.
And you'd taken their job.
Oh, my God.
And I'd taken their job.
Oh, God, that is
that
awful.
That was awful. Perry Groves was there. Anyway, so... But I was still working with Ian Wright on a Saturday. So I remember to interview him and it was really nerve-wracking. I was so nervous, most nervous I've ever been. And even then I cringed. I'm like, what is your favourite goal?
The best question.
You're Ian Wright. And it was awful, but he was really gracious and nice.
That's the sort of question you ask if you're a compere who's run out of ideas.
I know,
what do you do? I'm a footballer.
What's your favourite goal? It was like a superhero to me. And I'm like sat there. Then I remember about a few weeks later, that was only the first time I met him. Then I went, oi, Becky, how's it going, bruv? I was like, who's that? Turn around. It was Ian Wright. I was like,
lovely.
He knows me. And he said hello. And then we worked together on the Saturday. But it's weird how your hero can go from your hero to just that annoying bloke at work quite quickly. Because he was always late and he'd be like 3 o'clock it started and then he'd ring and he'd be like, yeah, I'm just trying to find a parking space. Who finds a parking space in Soho, central London?
3 o'clock on a Saturday.
I know. And then he'd turn up late and stuff. And we did the show, it was brilliant and he's amazing and stuff like that. And then it was my anniversary and I was at Soho Farmhouse with my wife who hadn't bought me an anniversary present. And then he bumped into Ian Wright and he was like, hello, Rob, how's it? Oh, hello, Lou, blah, 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 chatting. And was like, oh, here for anniversary. Went, oh, congratulations, mate. Well done. And then he sent me a bottle of champagne to my room celebrate. So that anniversary, I got a present from Ian Wright, but not my wife. I weren't angry about it.
That is lovely.
Yeah,
that is
that's better.
That is absolutely. Oh, one second.
Breaking news just reaching us, Reece and Lloyd. It's being reported that Rob Beckett is now the new owner of Arsenal Football Club. Huge news. We're hoping to get more details as and when, but just to confirm, you heard it right, Rob Beckett is now the new owner of Arsenal Football Club.
Wow. Oh, wow. Congrats, what? Rob.
Thank you.
That's got to be pretty pricey.
Yeah, well, I've had a good year and I thought, do you know what? You know, I'm not wasting money on trains getting into town to record my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm doing it remotely. So why not buy a football club?
That is great.
Exactly. And if you switch your tariff, you're probably saving some there as well.
Well, yeah, exactly. Once I get the old tariff, I've got to sort the tariff out of the Emirates. Hopefully I can do a job lot.
I wonder who is in charge of sorting out the tariff for the Emirates.
There's a position open at the moment. I've not sorted that out if you fancy it.
Well, this is great. So obviously you're a big Arsenal fan. You bought Arsenal. How much did it cost you roughly? Do you know?
What's that?
How much did it cost you?
It was 750 million.
That seems cheap. But I don't know.
Well, but you got him before they've won the league. So, you know, it's probably going up to a bill after that.
Yeah. I've sacked Arteta, by the way.
What?
First move, sacked Arteta?
Arteta out.
Wow.
I'm Arteta out.
That is insane. Wow. Still, at the point of the call.
You're top of the league, probably going to win the league. And
I've been Arteta out since the beginning, and I'd rather be wrong than a hypocrite.
Oh, what this is. Where
Unai Emery's back.
What?
Yeah. Got him
well,
back.
He's done
I'm
a
about
job
to pay Aston Villa 25 million, but I think it's a good deal.
That seems a lot of money compared to considering you bought the club for 750, but
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I love Unai. Good evening.
So you brought Unai Emery back to
Unai
Aston.
Emery's back. Arteta's out.
What's the fan Aubameyang reaction been
got
like
him
to
back.
That? Aubameyang's back. Everyone toxic. So you've just gone. Let's go toxic.
I'm into fast cars. What can I say? And he's got a great collection. I like seeing them every day.
So you've just gone four years back. That's where we're restarting.
Yeah, I'm a pre-pandemic kind of Arsenal fan. I quite liked it when I knew we were going to be shit. You know,
right,
it's
okay.
A bit unnerving now that we're good, but
is that true? So do you feel too much pressure right now? Do you feel like it's not nice being, you want to be second and win the league on the last day, basically, don't you?
Do you know what? No, I'm actually really enjoying it. What I'm enjoying is trying to work out who I want to lose, because it's been different for so long. Because when you're Liverpool, Man City has always been Liverpool fans, how have Man City got on? Because that's who's going to win the league or who's going to beat them to the league. So for Arsenal fans, it was like, right, hopefully a big team's lost. Look up that result, or Tottenham have lost, or it was basically, oh, we'll have Tottenham, or oh, that's fun that Man United are rubbish, and that's all going. So I'd be looking out for those things. And then if I was watching Man City play Man United, I actually wanted Man City to beat Man United to sort of increase the jeopardy of Man United.
You know what
I mean? Because it's boring. If Man United beat Man City, are going to win the league anyway. If Man United beat them, I quite like it when a team's in free for all. I'm loving Chelsea being a mess at the moment.
Yeah, fantastic.
Big
they
fan
do
of
currently
that.
Have Aubameyang, remember? So
not
might
anymore.
Might be part of it.
Not anymore. I've just got him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just signed him. So now it's quite interesting because I was watching the Chelsea Man City game. I was like, oh, I need Chelsea. Normally I'd be like, oh, let Man City batter them because it's funny. I'm now, no,
I
come
need
on, Chelsea.
Chelsea. To win.
I need you to win. So that I'm quite enjoying that, to be honest. But I'm loving Arteta. I think he's amazing. But I was Arteta out. I need to hold my hands up there. But
So this is good to commit. I think it's good to commit to the opinion.
Yeah, but I've committed to it. I know I'm wrong, but I'm still going through it.
Emery and Aubameyang.
Okay, fair enough. So Unai Emery's in. That's your first change.
Yeah,
I think the fans will be fine with that as well.
Oh, yeah, they'll love all that.
Love all that. And Aubameyang, I mean, yeah, one of the greatest players I've had in the last 30 years. So him coming back, that's great.
Captain, is he captain again?
Well, I'm thinking about bringing back Jules Grimondi as well.
Right. Oh, lovely.
Now, just because I really enjoyed him as a player, where we'd have these amazing like Bergkamp, Lundberg, Pires, these beautiful players, and then he'd come in and kick the shit out of everyone for 10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
And I like that.
I think you need that. You need an enforcer in there.
I want more violence on the pitch. I've got a statue ready. Do you want to know the statue?
Yes, please.
Yep. Martin Keown hitting Ruud van Nistelrooy on the head.
Yes, penalty. Yes, yeah. Lovely. Straight in his grill.
I enjoyed that. Patrick Vieira spitting on Neil Ruddock. That's going up.
As another statue.
Another statue. Yeah, they're the moments.
How are you going to do the spit in the statue? How are you going to get that hovering in the air?
Fountain.
That's it. That is
difficult.
Fountain.
Fountain, or I might just have the gob like in bronze on Ruddock's head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
that's really nice. So,
but then there's also a statue of Ruddock outside.
Is there?
Well, stadium, you know, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it means there's a statue of Ruddock.
Oh, of course. Yeah, sorry. Yep, sorry. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and Ruud van Nistelrooy at this point.
Seems quite violent already. Like, you know, bringing back Grimondi, having statues, inciting violence outside the club.
I think if we're going to remove hooliganism and violence from the stands, we've got to be able to see it somewhere.
Right, okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
On the pitch.
Yeah.
I love a fight on the... Don't you love a fight on the pitch?
On the pitch, oh yeah, do you know what I mean? When the Newcastle lads started kicking off.
Yeah.
Nicky Bowyer and, was it Bowyer?
It was Bowyer and Dyer.
That
was unbelievably exciting,
that was beautiful.
Newcastle, if I was Newcastle, I'd have a statue of that.
Yeah.
Fair enough, the proudest moment.
Who's it? Grimsby Town?
Kept Spire kicking the stand, kicking the...
Oh yes, that was good. Maybe Cantona going into the crowd.
Asprilla doing a line of coke.
Yeah, why not?
So are you going down a sort of shithouse FC route? Is that going to be the sort of branding of it now, where you're going to go, we're bullies, we're hard to beat?
Whatever I want. So the stadium's moving. South London.
Well, I guess it was originally, it was Woolwich Arsenal to start off with.
I don't want to go there. It's
no longer going to be the North London derby. There's no North London is red nonsense. It's now
no, it's basically
is red.
It's near enough that I can walk to it, but there's not people near my house when it's game day.
Right, okay. I see, yeah, so yeah. You're moving...
Even though you can't be bothered to leave your house in general and you just want to watch it on TV, you still want the stadium.
Some days I might watch it on TV, but if I crack a window, I can hear the cheer.
If I crack a window...
So completely pointless.
Are you moving the whole of the Emirates or are you rebuilding a new stadium?
I'll rebuild it. Emirates is shit, let's face it. Let's all be honest with each other. It's not great.
Okay.
The atmosphere in there is much better. There's a younger fan group in there that I think that called like the Ashburton Army or something. But a bit like the Crystal Palace fans. But they're creating a really good atmosphere, but it's not a stadium that really encourages it. It pains me to say the Tottenham Stadium is, you know, is a good one, isn't it? That is annoying.
It's very loud.
I think I'll need a new stadium.
So Bromley, so you're moving Arsenal to Bromley?
Yeah, that's how far is that from me? Might be a bit far, but around that area, near me in Bromley, yeah.
Okay, and what do you think the Arsenal fans, the majority of Arsenal fans that, let's just say, live in Arsenal, have been going for the last 30 to 50 years?
Yeah.
It's part and parcel. They've now got to go to Bromley?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if they've got a problem with it, put their fucking hand in their pocket, spend the $750 million, and then they can have a say.
Right, okay. Well, no, that seems fair enough. I think the fans will be like,
that's how business works.
Do you think I care about the other fans? Have you met most other fans? Have you ever met any of you, like, Reese, if you spent enough time with diehard Tottenham fans, you probably wouldn't be a Tottenham fan anymore. And that goes for every club.
Yeah. I think that is true of basically every club.
If you spend too much time, it's like when you go to a gig, a band, you think, I love that band. Their music really connects with me. I feel like that. I've listened to them in some really good parts of my life and bad parts of my life. You get there ready for this amazing experience. You go, oh, can't believe I like the same music as that prick. And all these people around you.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Do you know what? First off, I was shocked, Rob. But then actually, when you think about it, like you think about the chairs of football clubs, you go, they don't care about it. They don't care about it. And like, luckily, at Grimsby Town, we've got a chair that really does care about the fans and that lot. But you have really got into this mould of going, I don't care. I'm moving the club. This is like MK Dons level
of... You've asked me what I want to do. This is what I want to happen.
We're not questioning it.
I think you're close to hitting on something there, which is like, I think the issue a lot of fans have is not that the chairman or whatever or the owner of the club doesn't care about the fans. It's more that they just don't care at all about any of it, and it's just in the background for them and they've got no focus on it at all. They just let it happen. You're doing the opposite of that.
I really care about me.
Yeah, exactly. You're changing everything immediately, so drastically, and really going against, fully in what you believe in. So much conviction.
And if you don't like it, go and support Tottenham.
Yeah, wow, I like that. That's quite a good club motto, I'd say.
If you really were committed, you'd come down here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually quite a quick route. All they've got to do is get from Angel.
Yeah.
Angel on the, I reckon... Northern Line down, you want to change at Victoria and play at Euston. Maybe go up to Euston, change there straight down to Victoria. Bromley South's only 18 minutes from Victoria. So like, it ain't that far.
You look at it about an hour in total with changes. They could also go Northern Line down to London Bridge and do it from there.
Let's be honest. Most people with a season ticket don't like their wife or children. All they want is extra time out of the house. I've given it to you. I'll give you 2 extra hours a week away from your wife.
Exactly. I think subtly there'll be people bubbling under who are quite happy with this situation.
Oh, I'm fuming about this. I've got to spend 2 extra hours a day away on a Saturday.
Also, I follow land and sea, I've done for 25 years. What a waste of a life.
I think a big part of being a football fan as well.
The views there of Rob Beckett and not of the Fit and Proper podcast. Yeah.
You agree with me.
No, not publicly, we don't.
No, okay. Never
but we are nodding on this.
I've never missed
Zoom,
the game. Well, you've never lived your life.
Big part of the football process as well is rage, isn't it? Is letting out anger. Yeah. And if you're bringing back, if you're getting rid of a manager who's top of the league and bringing back one who didn't do very well, then you giving the gift of rage back to the fans.
Exactly. I think most Arsenal fans enjoy being upset. I think a lot now are quite confused about what's happening.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Are you doing anything else? Are you going back like 4 or 5 years with anything else, with the kit or with the sponsors or anything?
Yeah, no food. Just no food in the ground.
No food at all. So building a new stadium, but no catering.
No catering.
Just lagers allowed in your seat.
Really?
And you're allowed a bottle top.
What I would say, yeah, that is a big one.
When you have a bottle of water, you're allowed the lid.
Yes. That's the best thing you've said so far.
The lagers in the seat rule is not stadiums imposing that. That is the law, isn't it?
Well, I'll break away. I'll do a Super League.
He'll break away and do a Super League.
I'll be like Real Madrid, Barcelona, let's talk. I'll go Super League. The Super League, right? Everyone goes mad about it, but who wants to watch Tottenham play Norwich?
they're in the Championship, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? Or who's at Bournemouth? Who gives a fuck?
Honestly.
Arsenal, Bournemouth, I don't care, and I'm an Arsenal fan. Fucking give me Bayern Munich. Not Bayern Munich, they always batter us, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I think you're allowed to drink. I think football matches should be shorter.
Yeah. Okay.
I think an hour.
Just an hour straight through?
I think an hour, but with a stop clock, like in American sports.
Sure, right. So no stoppage time. Yeah,
it gives you a bit of tension. There, no
what
stoppage
about timeouts? Do you get timeouts?
No, it's just half an hour break, half an hour.
Right,
and then you've got to go for it. There's no pacing yourself. You're just hammering it. It's like five aside at goals. Do you know what I mean? You're just going for it until you can't breathe again.
Are you allowing like food vans outside the stadium?
What's that?
Are you allowing food trucks?
You can eat before or eat after.
This would be before. A burger van outside the stadium, in the stadium.
No, look, eat at home. You know, like, no vans. If there is a cafe, I'll allow it to be open. But no, I just hate it when you're like, you just want to get a drink. Someone's getting like a pizza. It's always shit and overpriced as well. Just let me sit down. Let me get pissed and let me walk home.
Well, I've got an idea here, Rob.
Heated seats as well, all round.
Can I just say,
your tariff's going to be absolutely through the roof.
Try to see where I'm at. Here we go. Oh, it's gone again. Fucking cunt. Sorry. Fucking hell.
This is a man.
Sorry.
Here's
Jesus
a man whose team are top of the league and he can't get his anger out anywhere else, so he's got to just go on British gas every day.
What number are you now?
174. This is a fucking sick joke.
This is
they
great.
Just want me undeemed forever. That's what they want.
I reckon you might.
Producer Harry's running the British gas queue behind the scenes. No, we're ever running.
My God.
We need 45
bananas.
Minutes. Just going back to the you want to just get pissed and walk to the game. You could have just bought Bromley.
Yeah, it's a good idea, actually, isn't it?
A lot cheaper.
How much reckon Bromley is?
I reckon a couple of mil, absolute maximum. 2 million quid, I reckon you could buy Bromley. And it's, artificial ground as well. So you're getting...
How much do you reckon it's worth?
I think Grimsby cost about...
Are you looking it up to see if you could actually buy it now?
Well, maybe not. Give me a couple of days to move some funds.
Yeah.
Well, according to Company Check, their net worth is minus 1.8 million.
Well, there you go. You
can profit it immediately. they pay you 2 million to take them on.
That's not bad. A couple of million, you could buy a Bromley FC. I think you're going to end up owning a non-league team, Lloyd.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, my 14th midlife crisis when the fifth wife has left me. I'm going to go and buy Redchurch FC or something. I've got no idea. That's definitely what's going to happen. So just going back to the Arsenal, I quite like. I'm buying into this.
I like the image of this.
You've gone
pure dictator style.
It's outside. You've got kind of like these statues of people being spat on and it. You know, you're not allowed food in there. It's just booze, which is essentially a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Bottle tops are flying all over the shop.
Your little bottles are getting launched.
Bottles are getting launched. That's great. I just think that there is a crowd that will like this. Do you know what I mean? The old weekend offenders, the 80s lot. Do you know what I mean? This is proper football. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, and they will travel for that.
I don't really want them. I don't want fighting in the crowd. I just want, you know.
Okay. All right.
I think that there should be a bit of criteria, though, is like certain way people look and things that have said that we could sort of filter out that lot of crowd. Do you know what I mean? Anyone wearing weekend offenders not allowed in.
Right, okay.
Okay. Stone Island.
Stone Island's allowed in, you know.
Is it? Yeah, you wear it a lot, though. You wear it. He's got one of the biggest Stone Island coats. It is absolutely mental. It's so big.
It's big enough for me. It's not like two people size. It's not like you could sneak people into a cinema in it.
It's a
big puffy coat. I've got a big Stone Island coat, sure. That's my warm coat. But yeah, I haven't really nailed that down. But you know what I mean? Maybe certain tattoos. You're not allowed in if you've got the club tattooed on you.
Wow.
Okay. So really, the diehard fans, they're out.
They're not diehard fans.
Sorry, the people who are claiming...
The hooligans.
What are you doing about the club badge? Are you keeping it the same?
I might go back to the old one from the 90s.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case.
Much better, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to make it white and blue.
Are you doing the same with like bringing back the old JVC kits and stuff like that?
Yeah, I like a bit of the retro. I'm going to wear baggier kits, 90s size.
I think so.
That's great.
They're for the best.
It's nicer on the fans, isn't it? I'm going to ban slim fit kits.
Lovely.
Slim
yes,
fit tracksuits. Finally. Just like a bit baggier. And then the fans can wear them without feeling self-conscious.
Yeah, more forgiving. I think that needs to happen in football again.
No youth academy.
What? None at all.
What?
None at all. Basically, I want a Harry Redknapp style, like just basically watch the World Cup, get the striker from Ghana. That kind of, you know, that sort of just.
Yeah.
Let's hit Europe and Africa to find some unhidden gems. I want more Canoes in the league. Do you know what I mean? Remember when all these different players came in? Paolo Wanchope. You don't get him anymore now. You get a lot of these sort of boring, like the Burnley boring players, you know, just sort of like weird, like white English action men that just do their job really well.
Yeah.
No creativity.
So the academy's going, you're basically just going to scout people, a scouting network, I guess.
At least one person in the team has to have a man bun, one has to have dyed hair.
Right, okay.
Any colour?
Any colour they want, but it needs to be dyed.
Right.
Like, just for fun. No one's allowed their socks at normal height, either over the knee or Grealish low.
That is good. Over the knee or Grealish
black
low.
Black boots are banned.
What?
Yeah, so it's going flash. It's all going to be flash, basically.
But that was boots. Let me get that clear. Black boots are banned.
What about Gunnosaurus? Where does he come into this?
Oh, crikey.
We need a new one. It's not who wants a dinosaur. I'd quite like my vision. A cannon. Right, yeah. On wheels, right, obviously, like that. It wheels round, right? But in like a big costume. So it's a bloke in there, but wheeling himself round. Where he's got like, he's on a little chair, right? He's on a little chair wheeling himself round. Like them blokes that lay down on the bike and pedal. You see them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They lay like that, pedaling. And then he's holding a T-shirt cannon.
Oh,
right,
lovely.
Great.
And he's firing T-shirts out of the cannon into the crowd.
That is great.
That is a great idea. That's way better than Gunnosaurus.
100%.
Are they kits? And is he firing out kits?
Kits, like free T-shirts for the crowd. A bit like in American sports, like boom, 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 firing that out.
Mm. Lovely. So that's the mascot, is a cannon.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And
I love that.
I think we need a proper big like anthem. I think I'm going to play You'll Never Walk Alone before every game.
Right.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think we do all kind of... We all do hate to admit that is kind of the best anthem. It makes you emotional in all the right ways before a football match.
And it's
red
so
and
funny.
White scarf, You'll Never Walk Alone. And then after about five seasons, everyone will go, oh, they both have that song.
Yeah, it's a bit like when the Spurs go marching in.
Yeah.
That we obviously nicked off Southampton.
Oh, we're the Saints. Yeah, the Saints. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a really good idea, honestly. You know,
well, You'll Never Walk Alone. I think just because it's a great song. It's you know, I'm doffing my cap to Liverpool.
And a few teams do sing it, actually. A few teams.
In Germany.
It's not just a...
In Germany, do they sing it?
Yeah, they sing it in Germany. They sing it Celtic as well. Also, as well, it's from a musical. It's from the musical Carousel.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's not like you go, well, you didn't compose it. Do you know what I mean? You know,
do you reckon in about 200 years, they'll do it from like the musical, some football team will just take the one from Matilda? You know, that one went viral.
Yeah. Actually, that's quite funny. That'd be quite a good one for Arsenal, because the song goes, we're a little bit naughty.
A little bit naughty.
We're a little bit naughty.
Yeah, statues of like people gobbing and headbutting each other.
Stone Island, but no, we can
defend them. First team all doing the dance with the mascots.
Do you know
going
what?
Absolutely haywire.
I have to say, I know this is a football podcast, but that I'm a little bit naughty is it's a really catchy song.
I'm a little bit naughty. Come on, Arsenal.
Yeah, and she wear the girl wears a red beret, doesn't she, in that song as well?
They're all got berets on. Are singing.
Oh yes,
song.
This is lovely.
This is a good
Berlin
way to do it.
Sing sailing, but in German, you know the we are sailing.
We're best sailing. Yeah, I think that's it.
Is it?
Well, I just know
we're allowed hot dogs, hot dogs and beer in the crowd in Germany.
Oh, I thought you were imposing it on yours. I was like, no, there's no food allowed, mate. I have to say, that is
actually,
the one...
Actually, hot dogs are allowed, because if you are drinking beer in the stand, maybe just quick hot dog stands. Roll over ones from the garage. You know, ones at the...
Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
Petrol station.
The depressing tours.
What? Wait, what sort of beers have you got then, when you're in there?
Oh,
is it... You do know what I mean? Because, like, are you offering
a 4% lager, that's it. No pale ale, no, right. None of this craft shit. Heineken.
Just 4% Heineken.
4% Heineken lager. Yeah. Done.
Lovely.
Nothing else. Any
Level
other
up from Carling, but I'm not showing off with a Moretti. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not in this Madry hype, all this bullshit.
Oh, that Madry shit, yeah.
Oh, I love Madry.
It's just red Moretti, isn't it?
I love Madry.
What about any other soft drinks, teas, coffees?
You're allowed water.
Heineken and water are your two
Heineken
options.
Heineken water, you're allowed your lids. No, not having a cup of tea and a coffee. It just spills. It's fuck off. If you're cold, go home.
It'll take you 2 hours.
You should have bought a massive Stone Island jacket.
Yeah, because there's heated seats anyway.
Of course. Yeah, you don't need tea and coffee.
Throughout.
Rob, we've got the supercomputer obviously takes all this information in, but it gives you like a little scenario which you've got to deal with.
Yeah, sure.
So the supercomputer's just sent us this. Unai Emery, who you've placed in charge, and also you love, he's decided to start a podcast with Antonio Conte called Parenting Heaven, where they talk about how parenting's amazing. And that they're really good at it, and they're getting some really, really good guests on it. They've just got a massive deal. It's clear that they're, you know, egging you off with it, and it's a rival to your very own podcast, Parents in Hell. They keep trash talking you and Josh. What do you do? Like he's not mentioning it in meetings as well. Mentioning it. What?
He's gone.
He's gone. Right. Okay. He's gone.
Straight away.
Yeah. Arteta's back.
Arteta's back.
Enough. Yeah. He's giving me a way out.
Right, okay.
Really, because I knew it was the wrong decision. If anything, he's helped me out. So right. Arteta's back. If he's not available, I'll have Graham Potter. I'll get him cheap.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got, being the owner of a football club, you've got a lot of footballers that you're in charge of. Are you imposing any rules for the footballers? You've said, obviously, a man bun and one person's got to have dyed hair. Are there any rules that you're bringing in for the players? Obviously, because Arsene Wenger, you know, the older Arsenal manager, in case you didn't know, he obviously did. They weren't allowed sauces, were they? Is that right?
No.
They weren't allowed sauces. I think he gave them like a pro plus. Are you doing anything like that as the owner?
I would bring back the Tuesday Club.
Lovely.
Lovely. Social get together. Yeah. And they'd all be, drinkers and non-drinkers will be forced to drink three pints.
Okay.
Minimum. Minimum, okay.
Yeah, they'd have to at least have 3 pints.
At least 3 pints on a Tuesday.
And then what if you've got they can crack on.
What if you've got a European game on a Wednesday?
On the Wednesday? Yeah, okay, 2 pints.
Straight to the airport.
Straight to it. On the plane.
on the plane.
Hangovers don't exist if you get drunk on a plane. I suppose that was a bit before the European games. It made me switch it to a Monday. There's games every night though, isn't it?
You might have Monday night football. I guess you could do Sunday evening. That'd be quite a nice little boozy session.
I'd also have just a random bloke in the team every week.
Oh, a different one every week.
Just to shut up the people that go, oh, I could have scored that.
Yeah, right.
This is brilliant.
How do you qualify for that? Oh, is it randomly assigned or is it?
Just basically put your name in a pot and I'll draw it out the week before, let you know. Okay, and you're playing up front against Southampton. All the best. Good luck.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
What do you do if one of them scores a hat trick?
Sign them up.
Yeah,
this is what Harry Redknapp did. It's a win-win for me.
This is what Redknapp did. He put in pre-season, didn't he? He put someone in from the stands.
Did he?
Yeah, someone kept moaning and then he went, fine, go on the pitch, and then he scored.
Amazing.
That would never happen. That would I still dream about playing football.
It's definitely a good idea for all those people mouthing off and then get some perspective.
Yeah,
how good these players actually are.
Yeah. Because I do sort of think that sometimes when you're like, because you're watching a Premier League game and someone like miscontrol it and go, well, I can miscontrol it like that.
No, I can do it.
I've done that bit.
Yeah.
I've done that bit. I might be able to do the other bit.
Rob, you're actually a very good footballer. Yeah. You're a very good footballer.
I watched you meet in the England team scoring those free kicks.
That was absolute bollocks. That was a really good edit. Rob sent me so many videos of that the whole time on WhatsApp. I was getting so angry.
Why? Just because it was a good edit?
Don't
worry, because this will be a really bad edit for Rob. So
Lloyd's annoyed that I'm good at football. What I'd say is I've always been all right at football, but I've just never had the cardio to do it properly. I could never, leaving aside the running, I could never run. So I'm all right shooting and passing and stuff like that, but I couldn't run. Didn't have the body for it.
It might be because you insist on having 3 pints before every game the day before.
Yeah, exactly. And demand someone spit in someone's face, so there might be a statue after the game. But that was amazing, though. But when you see, we didn't really play much with the players. They were just sort of interviewing and stuff. But they're so lean. There's nothing of them. They're so light. Even though, they look big, when they're playing against each other, but they're all just, there's not a bit of fat on them. They're, so thin. And lithe is the word.
Are there any of those lads that you want to get into this Arsenal team? Any of the England players you've worked with?
Nah.
Jude Bellingham. He's gonna. Really? I'll sign him and make him captain. He's the one, I think, isn't he? He's the one that's gonna go on.
Him and Grimondi in the middle. Yeah. Wow.
Chills Grimondi, Jude Bellingham in the mid.
Wow.
That's not a bad midfield.
I'd get Henri back just as an assistant coach, just to look good.
Just to keep the fans happy after all the other decisions.
I'd put David Seaman in goal.
What?
I love David Seaman.
Fair enough.
I love Ramsdale. I think he's great. If I saw David Seaman in goal, I'd go, oh.
He's letting five.
Let him off.
He's getting on a bit.
And his name's Spunk.
Yeah, it is.
It's always fun, isn't it? Whenever there's semen on the pitch, it'll always make you smile, won't it?
I've got a joke in my new tour show about, I was obsessed with goalkeepers as a kid. Semen all over my bedroom. I'm a little bit of Schmeichel. It gets a much better laugh in the gig, actually.
I imagine it does.
It's a bit different when you're doing it to a bigger crowd in front of us.
Oh yeah,
nervous.
Nice, good stuff. It was about the same crowd last night. Anyway, so the supercomputer, the barometer has just gone up. It's full. It's got all the information it needs.
Yeah, full of data. It analyzes, sees if you're fit and proper, basically.
We're just gonna run it into the. Just gonna press it.
That's good. What kind of sound effects?
Well, I'm not. It's not me doing it because I'm doing it at the same time I'm speaking, but.
What's the verdict?
I'm quite surprised by this because there's a lot of violence, but it said fit.
It thinks you're fit.
It thinks you're fit and proper. Yeah. You've moved the stadium to south of London to make it more viable.
More Kent, I'd say.
Actually. More Kent border to make it more viable for you, but it didn't see any problem
I might move it down to Whitstable, Margate Way, because I do like seaside fish and chips.
Right, but then, that's
quite a nice thing to eat before you go, isn't it?
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
You want to support Grimsby, mate?
We'll keep it in Kent. But so I'm fit. I'm allowed to be the manager.
I think you are. But I think the logic is that you did manage to justify everything. So your ideas are quite mad, but you had these kind of sort of semi-logical justifications for a lot of it.
Yeah. Is it like I'm like one of those people that Joe Rogan gets on that you think, oh, he's a crackpot, but after a while you're researching new theories?
You are
common as Jordan Peterson.
You said everything with enough conviction that I've suddenly started believing it, even though it's nonsense.
I'm good at selling shit.
You actually did that as a kid though, didn't you?
Yeah, compost on the market.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you're fitting proper to run Arsenal.
Oh,
football.
Brilliant.
Are you still going to call it Arsenal? Is it still going to be called Arsenal?
Yeah. No, it's going to be called Rob Beckett Wanderers.
Right, okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah. We should have probably mentioned that throughout the...
Yeah, that might have affected the decision, actually.
Yeah, so, really, yeah. Well, it just affects a lot of T-shirts and tattoos, doesn't
but
it?
But also, so the European Super League is going to be Real Madrid, Barcelona, Man City and the Rob Beckett Wanderers.
No, I think it'd just be Rob Beckett Wanderers, Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Just the three.
Yeah, just the three. Just like we just keep, basically, one team plays the other, then they have a week off and just go round again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Brilliant. Well, yeah.
Fair enough. Barcelona travelling to Kent every other week.
We'd love
why
that.
Why not? No, we get to go. Yeah. I've been in Spain a lot, though, haven't I?
Yeah.
It's a lot moving about.
No, but you love Spain, though, don't you, Rob?
So that's a lot of money on speedy balding, isn't it?
Yes, you've got a private jet. He's spunked it all on a bummer.
Brilliant. Well, I'm excited about that. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, congratulations, mate. I look forward to it. I look forward to Arsenal's demise as a result.
Brilliant.
The perfect owner for me.
And I can't wait to come down to Bromley. Do you know what I mean? Not far from Battersea. So,
come down. You'd be a guest of the club.
Thank you.
Lloyd, remember, there's no food.
Oh, fuck that.
That was a good nightmare.
Rob, you before.
Thanks very much for coming on Fit and Proper.
Thanks, guys.
We'll hopefully see you very soon, okay?
Yeah, and if you two pump out some kids, I'll get you on the parenting podcast.
Together?
Can we adopt?
That'll get some listeners.
Thanks, Rob.
Nice one. Cheers,
guys.
Mate.
Bye.
There he was, Bobby Beckles.
Bobby Beckles. I hope he gets his gas sorted.
Yeah, we didn't find out where he was in the queue at the very end.
I think it's going to go for a little bit.
We had it there. We had a Chekhov's gun our whole time, and then we didn't set it off.
Well,
Chekhov's gunosaurus.
A great episode.
Lovely episode. Classic. No nonsense. The sort of what you'd come to expect, really, from Rob.
Do you know what? Like with people in the past, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to piss off like the.
I don't want to ruin
fans.
It. It's going really well.
He didn't give a shit. Mate. He was I'm moving it closer to my house. This is what I'm doing. If you like it, come along. If you don't, there are other football clubs to support, all right?
I think there is something of the everyman about that. I think deep down, a lot of football fans, if it was like, well, if it was really close to my house, that would be better.
Yeah.
Just pop us in the European Super League, actually.
Yeah. Also, that's a really good idea. If you said, oh, European Super League, I know you're opposed to it, but you can drink in the stadium.
You like, can drink. Yeah. Oh, that was a big one. That's a big one. You can drink sat at your seat. And do you know how annoying it is? You obviously do not being able to have a bottle cap. Yeah. When if you buy like a water or a Coke or whatever, and you're like, I'm not a child.
And also, I'm not sure if you try to throw a lid. In the wind, it's really hard.
No, it's so that you don't throw a full bottle.
That makes more sense,
it's
actually.
So that if you do throw a bottle, the liquid will come out.
Well, Harry's laughing. Harry's pissing himself here. Sorry, yeah.
It's not because the attack of the lids. Oh, my God.
Generally, for the last 10 years, just looked at lids
gone.
It's
not like a coin equivalent.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I have not...
Player going down injured because they've been hit by a plastic lid, an Evian lid.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, Harry got water mainly, but yeah.
Oh,
I didn't realise that. It's a full bottle, and I guess you could like piss in it and stuff, couldn't you?
Yeah. Like festival.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I suppose if you did throw a lid and it hit one of the players, it would probably make a noise like Wallop, would you say? Rob Beckett's got a special out. It's on Sky. It's called Wallop. That's the sort of seamless plugging you get at the end of this podcast.
The show is absolutely brilliant. I'm sure the majority of people are aware of Rob's comedy. If you've not been seeing him live, do try and go. And he's got a podcast, which I think needs a plug. They're struggling.
Give them a chance.
Give them a chance.
Give them a chance. It's all about... I, as someone who doesn't have children, nor an interest in having children, listen to that podcast every week. Yeah. They do two episodes a week.
Yep.
They do one where it's just those two and one
with a guest. Yeah.
I listen to it all the time. It's about parenting. It's called Parenting Hell. You know this. But if you do, on the off chance you don't...
47th in the comedy charts. Why are we trying to plug?
If you are a cool teen listening to this who doesn't have kids... who thinks, parenting hell, I wouldn't listen to that. That's just dads.
It's not. It's really funny.
It's really funny.
Parenting kind of doesn't really even come into it. In the same way, this is a football podcast, but I mean, zero football insight.
Yeah.
It's just people saying dumb shit. So go and check that out. Go and buy tickets to Lloyd's tour, and you can see him do his excellent goalkeeper joke.
Yeah, honestly, it goes down really well. LloydGriffith.com starts this week, actually. It starts this week. Kicks off in Newcastle. So if you fancy it, your tour as well. They're not all sold out, mate. You've given it the big one, but they're doing very well. They're on sale. I'm in much bigger rooms.
It starts in February. It starts February the 9th. So get a ticket later.
Definitely.
Get a ticket at reecejames.co.uk if you want to come to that.
Or LloydGriffith.com if you want to come to this. Also, thank you very much for subscribing if you have already and giving us a 5-star rating. It does help us get found a lot more if you do that. And thank
huge
you.
Huge shout out to British Gas Light or whatever.
Well, actually, no, I have to say Octopus Energy is my provider of choice.
Well, look, we'll plug either one of you properly, but just sponsor the show.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Don't give a shit about any of the morality behind it at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give us the money.
Yeah, we'll take anything.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks very much. Ciao.